Okay, so let's just review, because I saw Miri as interesting. I thought it might be interesting. So, the Gemachlokas we have in the Mishnah on Zayin Beis in Marcos, is if the first aspect of the Machlokas is if you're chopping wood, and the while you're swinging, the axe blade comes loose, and it flies off and hits somebody. Okay? So you apparently didn't check your axe blade before you did it, right? So do you say that that's galus, that's shogeg, right? Do you say it's shogeg or do you say no, it's karvel mezid? Because after all, you're using a bad instrument, a bad weapon, right? That's the facts of the machlokas. Okay, do you say it's shogeg, just a normal level of accent, or do you say that's like reckless? And reckless, you don't go to galus for. Right. So I'll show you before we review the svar we said. Let me just tell you what the Miri says. It's kind of interesting. He explains, Rabbi Omer ain't no gal. I'm an issue karov etzal mezer. So Rabbi says you don't get galus in that case because it's karov to mezer. Shehayulalayin imayal barzel mudagav bekito. He should have checked if it was attached. If it was firmly attached, right? He should have been ayin. He should have checked, right? Should have looked into it to see if it's good or not. And since he didn't, it's karov mezer, right? That's like we understood, right? V'chacham omerim gola, okay? V'halachik v'chachamim she'ein zeh karov mezer. He says no, it's not karov mezer. Why? She'har be'palmim adam ro'ehu mehudak yafa. Because many times a person sees it attached well, afyaf b'kein hu nishma kita, and still it slips off. Okay, and there's many times a guy could see it, and it's fine. And it flies off anyways. So therefore, it's not karov mezer. Right? Therefore, it's not karov mezer. It's a shogeg. Okay? That's what the Meir says. So what's the problem? So one question Sammy asks is that, if you're telling me the case where he checked, so then that should be honest. Because he's saying he checked, and then it flew off anyways. But he says, harbe pamim, you see it, mehuda gafa, and it flies off anyways. So therefore, he's saying, you can't necessarily infer that he's karov mezer. Right? How do you know that he didn't check? And he did check. Right? So now you're saying it's then it's karvalanus. But maybe he'll say, right here you're saying it's then it's karvalanus. What do you want him to do? Okay, so that's a good question. But this is a stronger question. Okay, stronger. Let me read you again. How does he explain Rabbi? First, he says Rabbi, it's because karvalanus. So how you lo la'ayin? Imali barzim hu tegev bekidu. He should have checked whether the thing was attached well. And then the Chachamim, he says, no, this isn't karvel mezer, because many times you see it with the gaffa, and still it slips off. Right? So what's the problem? Right, when he explains the Rebbe and explains the Chachamim, he has opposite facts. Right, he's saying on Rebbe, he says karvel mezer, because you should have checked. You should have checked whether it was attached. And then when he explains the Chachamim, he says, oh, because many times a person sees it, that's with the gaffa, and still it slips off. And what's Rebbe going to say? Oh, he should have checked. And they're going to say, well, maybe he did. So many times it happens that way. So it's like they're almost assuming different facts and then just arguing with each other. So what are the facts? Does that happen many times? Rebbe says that never happens, and therefore he says he should have checked. And the Chum hold, no, it happens many times. And what's the fact here? Right? How do you have machlokas like that? It doesn't sound like he's really explaining the machlokas conceptually. He's just positing different facts. But let Rabbi and Chum get together and talk about the same acts and the same facts and let's argue about it. Because you can't say they're arguing about, right, what the statistics of axe accidents are and axes flying off. Right? The thing is, like, it doesn't really work out. Right? Like, if you tell me the facts are that many times you check and it falls off anyways, then first of all, yeah, it should be honest. And then, well, how's Rebbe saying it's karvel mezer? Because he should have checked to make sure that it was if it was attached, right? But then, what do you mean? You mean he did check? Who said he didn't check? Maybe he did check, right? So the Rebbe's facts, essentially saying, is no. If you would have checked, you would have noticed it. And the Chalmer saying no. Many times it happens, even without checking, right? I mean, they're just arguing the facts here. So, right, that's why it's like you want to give up. But I think when you have something like this, you got to look carefully at the Lashon. Maybe we must be glossing over something. I mean, it's not your fault. I was reading it, you know, quickly, trying to trick you. But let's read it again carefully and see if you can pick up on what he's saying. Ready? Rebbe Omer, Eino Gola. Memnei Shu Karov Eitzel Mezid. because it's karov tamezin. Shehoyo lo la'ayin im haya barzel mehudak yafa bekita. He should have been ma'ayin, like Ian, to check if it was attached properly. Attached mehudak yafa bekita, attached well, and it's a thing. Becham omei gola. Behalacha kechachamim. Shein zekar of the mezin. Why? Shahar be pa'amim adam ro'ehu mehudak yafa. Many times a person sees it attached well. Yafa pikein in nishma mekita. And still, it slips out. I think Yonah's picking up on the first thing he said is that the main difference, it seems, if you read carefully, is shahayu lo le'ayin imhaya barzal mehudak yafa pikita. You should have been me'ayin. Ian looked carefully checked. And the second time where he says, Harbe pa'amim adam ro'ehu muhudak yafa. Many times a guy sees it attached well. Gafal pekinu, and it flies off. So it means that there's a difference between Ian and between seeing it. Right? Between seeing it. It means he wasn't, the case must be, he wasn't ma'ayin. If you're ma'ayin into it, it means you really look. You shake it around, you jiggle it, you do whatever it takes to make sure that it's solid. Right? But it doesn't mean he just blindly took his axe, and that's not the case. Sometimes it looks... Look, I'd say it's like this. In general, if it's really loose, in general, you'll see it, right? And he looked. He didn't see anything. But sometimes, even if it looks good, it still looks... Sometimes it looks terrible. It looks like it's a wreck. It's falling apart. Other times it could look good, but it's not really so tight. If you took it and shook it and jiggled it and or ma'ayin really checked properly, then you would miss it. And Rebbe is saying is that since you didn't do that, that's karav mezer. Should have been ma'ayin. You have to be ma'ayin. You have to check before you use an axe. You have to check it. You have to shake it. You have to jiggle it. You have to do whatever it takes. Otherwise, it's karav mezer. And the chachamim are saying, no, that's not karav mezer. Because look, you saw that it was good. It looked good. Many times it looks good, and it's fine. So you look, you didn't check, you didn't super duper investigate. That's not karav mezer, that's just shogeg. That's why it's not honest. That's why I think he's not saying it's honest. See, that's your question as well. When he says honest, then if many times you see that it's good and it still flies off, so what do you want him to do? But in the answer is no, you want him to check. You want him to be ma'ayin. He just wasn't ma'ayin. Right? So that's the fact. The facts are, they all agree, is that if you checked it, then it wouldn't have happened. If you really checked it. If you saw, but you used to the other, you look, and generally it says you looked at it. There's no reason to say you didn't look at it. You were totally, there's no reason to say that. You're totally negligent that it did with your eyes closed. So you looked at it, but you didn't check it. Really check it. So the machlokas is, in that case, do you say that you're karav l'mezer because you should have been ma'ayin? Or do you say, no, that just because you weren't ma'ayin doesn't make you karav l'mezer. That makes you shogeg. Alright? I mean, it still needs a svara. I'm just working out the fact. Okay? Right, you with me? So if that's the case, I mean, I just think it's an exercise in reading the Rishon. It happens to be we have a svara, and I think our svara could work into it. I mean, I didn't realize it maybe until afterwards, but I think, I mean, we'll do our svara now, and we'll see if it fits into the Miri, but I think it could. I mean, it doesn't say that much, but I think it's consistent with the Miri. But I just think, in general, it's good to, it's good to see Rishon explaining Mahalokas and to pick up on the subtleties of the Lashon. Read it carefully, you see where how they're going. So the way we were saying, question is like this. On the surface, you'd say, sounds like the Chomer, good point. Because, so you didn't check. You didn't do a super duper check. Okay, fine. So that's a shogeg. Isn't that's the shogeg here? Shogeg is where you're chayv and shmiras and nefesh. And you're chayv to be careful about another person's life. And if you're not careful, if you don't exercise adequate care and concern and shmira, then that's shogeg. That's what shogeg is. Right? Karav l'mezer is not that you just didn't do adequate shmira, but you were reckless. You did something reckless. Right? You did something crazy. That's karav l'mezer. So on the surface here, you didn't do something crazy. You picked up an axe. You looked at it. You started chopping. All right? That's not reckless. Not checking, failing to be ma'ayin, to be careful in general. That's really like, it's not an anos because look, it's reasonable that it could fall off. It's not a makarv mezid because you're doing a normal thing. You're chopping wood and you looked. You weren't closing your eyes. So on the surface, it would seem the chamar is a good point. Why is that karav mezid? Is that karav mezid? Where's Rebbe coming from? That because you should have checked, that's considered karav mezid, right? You can say that always. I should have looked before I started pushing the barrel, lowering the barrel. I should have looked to make sure no one was under me because it may fall off. But look, you're right, I should have been more careful. But that's what shogeg is. That is shogeg. So we said last time, we noticed, is that there's a difference. Because normal case of shogeg is you were doing an action which is a safe action. And let's say lowering a barrel or a bucket down a roof. You know? So it's safe. The only thing is, you have to be careful how you do it, so that you don't drop it. Right? But the action itself is a safe action. Right? It's just that if you don't hold it properly, the manner of your execution, you weren't careful enough. You weren't careful in your execution of the action, and thereby it became dangerous. Right? That's one type of a shmira, is the careful care within the action itself. But then in this case, the action you did was a dangerous action. Bottom line is, it was a broken axe. And it's dangerous to chop wood with a broken axe. Now, you didn't make sure that your action was a safe action. Your shmiru was prior. And it's because you didn't check, you did an action which is a dangerous action. Now, you didn't know, but bottom line is, you did a crazy action. Chopping wood with a broken axe is crazy. Now, you didn't know, but if you were careful, you would have checked. So he's holding his, and it makes sense, is that you're more responsible for that kind of a thing. Okay, which is that, it's one thing if you're doing a safe action and you had a lack of care in the details, in the fine execution of the thing, that's one level of lack of shmira. But then there's a different level of shmira if you allowed yourself to do an action which is a dangerous action in the first place. Qualitatively, that action is a dangerous action. Chopping with a broken axe is a dangerous action. So the thing is, that's like worse. It's worse. You have a greater responsibility, and it's more negligence. It's a higher level. It's a higher level of negligence, and you have a greater responsibility of shmira in making sure that the action is not a dangerous action in the first place. Whereas opposed to if you made sure it's not a dangerous action, but now you executed it in a way which wasn't perfect, which ended up being unsafe. Right? You with me so far? So the question is. And this is, I think, is like to go further. I don't know how much further you go, because now they're looking to the Gzeiras HaKasa and they're reading the Rosh HaPasuk. The question is that where is the Torah's case of Galus? Is the Galus only where your action, where you were properly careful to make sure your action was safe, but now you lacked Shmira in the very action itself? That's if you learn the case of Anishal. It means that that basically it's the case of you're chopping wood and the wood goes and flies off of the tree and, the wood itself from the tree flies off and kills someone. But it's not the case. That's the case where you did the action, but you weren't careful in the way you did it. But the action itself was a safe action. Or do you say, Dorish the Pasuk, based on Yeshem, whatever, this other thing, the Pasuk is talking about where you're chopping wood and the handle flew off. In which case, you see the Torah extends the din of Shogeg to not only where the Shogeg is within the action itself, but where the very Maisa itself was dangerous. Not only where the danger comes about because of your execution, but where your lack of Shmira resulted in you doing a dangerous action. That's also a case of Galus. So the question is how does the Torah include that type of thing, which is definitely worse, but the question is where's the line in which the Torah says that you get a kapara of Galus? I mean, Galus is like it's an opportunity of kapara. Torah is giving you an opportunity of shogeg. It's saying is yechayv galus and the opportunity for kapara. So, at what point did Torah draw the line? Did it extend the din of shogeg even where your shmira allowed you to do a dangerous action in the first place, or only where the shmira was within the action, within the safe action itself, in terms of the execution of that action? I think that's fine with Amiri. I mean, Amiri doesn't say this. He just kind of sets up that's the case. The case is that, right? That's the case where you weren't careful. You didn't look in. You didn't exercise shmira in making sure that it wasn't dangerous action. That's the case. Okay, fine. So that's that. Let's go today. Today's further, because that was all basically reviewing of last time. So now we're in a new case. So now the case is, the second case in the Mishnah, is if you're chopping wood, and the axe causes a piece of the tree to go flying off, because that's what happens when you chop wood sometimes. The wood chips fly, and a piece of wood goes flying, and it hits a guy and it kills him. Right, so presumably you should have made sure that there was no guy walking while you're doing it. Right, you're doing it, chopping, and I guess you have to make sure on the angle of the axe, or where the person is, or however it works. I don't know exactly how it works, but you weren't sufficiently careful, and you ended up allowing a wood chip to go and fly off and kill the other guy. Okay, so the question is, do you get galus for that? Do you say that's galus or not? Okay? So, we don't really have that much information. Right? Why would it be, why wouldn't it be? Basically, he says it's in the ballpark of honest. The question is that considered like an honest? It's like an accident. I mean, we have to see the case. In the Gemara, there's this phenomenon of kocho. We're going to see the Gemara here. But it's at least on the side. In general, when you have some exemption from galus, there's two ways it could be. Either it could be because it's flagrant and negligent, in which case karav l'meizah, and you don't deserve the kapara of galus, and your affair is worse than that. Or it could be karav l'anus, which means it's like a total accident, in which case you don't need the kapara. You're exempt, it's a total fluke. What are you supposed to do? It's not your fault. So this is the question, is this considered like an anus? Is this on the side of being too much, you're not responsible for this? What are you saying? No, you're responsible for that. So what does it depend upon, right? Whether it is or isn't. So let's look at the Gemara. So I think we have to do the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Amar Papa. It's the fourth line of Chasam Aleph. Okay? And not so much that we're going to get into this exact case, as much as you'll see it reflects back on our... This is a further case, but it reflects back on our case. Okay, so we're not going to exactly take up this case right today, but I will use it to indicate what our question is about. So it says like this. Amar Rav Papa, man deshada pisa ledikla. So if someone throws like a clod of dirt, right, at the tree, okay, like a day tree, ve'asar tamri, ve'azal tamri. So, Iktal. So it detaches the dates, and now the dates fall down, and they land on somebody, and they kill him. Okay, so one of the Rishonim said a baby or something, whatever, because now you can, who's getting killed by dates, but whatever. That's not really relevant, right? Okay, but whatever. So basically, you throw a clod of dirt at a date tree, and the dates fly off, become detached, fall off, and kill somebody. So it says, Banu Machlokas, Rabbi Rabbanan. So that's the same case as Rabbi Rabbanan, same Machlokas. Because Kids Rabbanan is where you're chopping with the wood, chop with the axe, and the wood chip falls off. So here, the dates are falling off, right? Same Machlokas. According to Rabbi Gagal, it's going to come, you don't. Right? That's what Papa says. Same Machlokas. Right? Sounds the same now. What's the difference? Can you sense the difference at all or not? So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's obvious. It's the same exact case. What's the difference? Ma'o detema ke'koach kocho dami. I might say that's koach kocho. That's a double koach. Rashi. Ma'o detema hod l'rebi ke'koach kocho dami. Rebbe says, you're chayiv in the case of the Eitzah Mespakeh, where you're chopping the wood. Because that's kocho. But you might say, Rebbe would say, the case of the clod of dirt, that's koach kocho. Sek koach of the koach. Power of the power. Upater. She had wide kocho. She had regev hayakoch rishon. Because the dirt, clod of dirt, you're giving your force into the clod of earth. Vinashira said tomorrow, hayakoch sheni. And then that, in turn, transfers the force or the koach to the dates. Right? And then the dates kill. Right? In other words, in the axe, you're knocking off the wood. That's what you're doing. Using the axe, you're knocking off the splinter and giving it a force. You're imputing a force to the... imparting a force to the splinter with the axe. But here, you're imparting the force to a rock. And then the rock is imparting a force to the date. So it's like two steps removed.
First cause as opposed to second cause?
Right. Exactly. Kamash Malan Sheharegev Kigarzen Yatamarim Kikisem Hanitas. Is like the stone is like your axe. It's like you're hitting it, just like you hit it with an axe, here you're hitting it with a stone. And the date is like a splinter. Which is interesting. We have to explain how that works. But it's almost like it's like a long rock. And you're just hitting with a rock, or your arm is really long, and you're taking the rock and smashing it into the date. You don't say it's like two steps, but he's saying it's like one step. Which on the surface is hard, right? Not so simple. But we're going to have to analyze this. But right, you follow the pshat here?
So how do we understand the Hava
meaning? Oh, so I'm saying the difference is very good. On the surface, there's two steps removed.
Right, you have the...
You're putting
the
force into... Yeah, the axe is one thing hitting the splinter. Right here, you're putting a force into the rock. That's what you're doing. You're putting force into the rock. The rock then goes puts a force into the date. So you're two steps removed. Right. You say, I didn't knock it down. Right. The rock did. But you can say the axe, but the axe is like my arm. The axe is like an extension of my arm. I knocked it down using an axe. But here, the rock, I threw a rock, and then the rock, it's like a step removed. So that's what you're saying. It's like more as a question. Do you consider that two steps removed, or do you consider that one step removed? We're going to have to analyze it. We're not up to this. We're not ready for this. But
the dates or the...
The date. Yeah, the date. The axe definitely is one step removed. Right. But the dates, you're throwing the date, and then the date hits the... And so you throw the rock, and then the rock hits the date. Do you say that's like two steps removed, or do you say that's like you're knocking down the date using the rock? It's like one step.
If it would be two steps, it would be positive?
Yes.
You're saying you don't say it's two steps by the axe.
Yeah.
You're importing your force to the axe.
Yeah, right. I guess you look at... Seems like you look at the axe as an extension of your arm.
Right,
and you're hitting it. It's interesting you don't, but you don't say that's like two... You don't look at swinging an axe as like imparting a force to an axe, and the axe does... Yeah, right. I mean, even though in physics something was happening, but that's an action. You're hitting him with an axe, with a shot. It's like, you know... It's interesting, but kind of makes sense.
It's like less of the axe is not necessarily hitting him. Like, you're hitting him with an axe.
Yeah, right, you're hitting him with an axe. It's not like you're just moving. You're just moving and parting force to the axe, and the axe happens to be hitting him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. So what does Gemara say? So Gemara saying is, no, so that's what's showing you, is that is a case of koach, kocho. Not koach, kocho. Koach, kocho is two steps removed. Kocho is one step removed. So it's saying, Rebbe is saying, yachayiv by kocho. By the axe, that's kocho. Right, you're imparting your force to the splinter, and the splinter is going and killing the guy. That's killing him with koach, kocho. That Rebbe's saying you're chayav for, but not for koach kocho, not for double two steps removed. So the Gemara is saying is, if Papa's teaching you in the case of throwing the rock at the thing, that's not considered koach kocho with two steps, but it's considered one step, and that's what Rebbe holds that you're chayav by one step removed, and the Chachamim hold you're not. Right, in other words. That's what you're saying, it's the same machlokas. So you see right here, the Gemara is saying that the machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, is by kocho, is by one step removed, where you're hitting the tree, which causes a splinter to come out, and now the splinter goes and kills him. As opposed to if you drop a bucket on the guy, so it's your force which is killing the guy. Here, your force is hitting a tree, which is knocking off the splinter, and then the splinter is going and killing him. Because you didn't throw the splinter, you hit the tree, which creates a koach, and that's saying that's the machlokas in Rabbi and the Chachamim.
There is a side that says
what?
There is a side that says koach kocho by the splinter.
A lot of they say it's koach kocho. It sounds like they just hold you in a chayy for kocho. It seems like it's not koach kocho. It's just
not. That's a usual case.
No, usual case is where you're actually... We have to define these things.
Isn't that called
kocho? No. Is it? Where is it called kocho? No, that's your maisa. It's not kocho. I'll just say that's your action.
Yeah.
You're doing the action of killing him. Like here, it's like you're... It's not like you're hitting him with the axe. If you swing an axe and you hit a guy, that's your action. That's not your kocho. That's like your action. But then I'm saying is here, what you're doing is your axe is hitting the tree. You're not hitting him. A tree, but that's causing a wood to go out and hit him now. But the wood is killing him, but the wood is coming from your koach. We have to define this. I'm just kind of talking loosely here, but it seems to me that it's saying is that's the case of kocho. I mean, you could say that's the case as a kol. I mean, you could learn that the Rabbanon is calling that kol. I guess that's another, you could learn it that way. I'm not learning it that way, but you could learn it that way. Yeah, is that called kol kofa? Yeah. Okay, fine. So let's just finish up the Gemara. So it says, so ela kol kofa l'rabbi heimashkech mishkach. So how do you have a case of kol kofa? Where is the two? If you tell me throwing the rock is considered just one thing, I'm knocking down the dates with my rock, and that's one koach. So what's the case of koach koach? It says kigon the shada pisa. So if you throw a clod of dirt, umachtia legarma, and it hits the branch. Okay, hits the branch. Umach the ozil garma, and now it like detaches a branch, and now the branch goes umachtia legabasa. And then that branch goes and knocks down the cluster, hits the cluster. V'asa tamri, v'asa tamri v'ktol. And then that detaches the dates, and then now those dates go and fall.
A Rube Goldberg reaction going on over here.
Yeah. So you're throwing the rock into the branch. The branch becomes like detached, falls onto the cluster, which detaches the date and then kills him. So that's two steps removed. Okay? Sounds like five, but
the cluster is not the date, though?
The cluster is, yeah, it detaches the date. I mean, the cluster is where the dates are attached on. So basically, it's the date. Basically, you throw it at the branch, throw the rock at the branch, your rock detaches the branch then goes and detaches the date. So it's the branch that's attached to the date. You didn't throw it at the branch. Or you threw it at the branch, you didn't throw it at the date. So if you throw it at the date, so it's like you're knocking down the date. But here you're not knocking down the date, you're knocking down the branch. Then the branch is knocking down the date. So that's a step removed. But you're acting on the branch with your long rock arm, whatever. You're knocking down the branch. Now the branch isn't killing him. If the branch killed him, that would be the normal case. But the branch isn't killing him, the branch then knocks down the date. So you didn't knock down the date, your rock didn't knock down the date, the branch knocked down the date. But you didn't touch the branch, you touched the rock, which touched the branch, which touched the date. What comes out from here is that the Machlokes case is by the wood. And it seems to have to do with the Kocho. Is that what you're doing is you're imparting your Koach to the splinter. Right? You're swinging the wood. Right, like in the case, so let's just say compare the cases. In the case where the hatchet flies off, so you're basically swinging this piece of metal and like throwing it, right? And that's what you're doing. You're swinging the metal and the metal kills him. Right, that's what you're holding your axe and you're throwing your axe. Or you throw a ball or a stone. You're throwing a stone and the stone kills him. You didn't see him. But here, you're not throwing a stone, you're not throwing a wood chip. You're swinging an axe. The axe detaches a wood chip and the wood chip kills him. So you'll say, I didn't kill him, the wood chip killed him. They say, yeah, but the wood chip comes from your koach. Wood chips don't just fly. Why is the wood chip flying? The wood chip's flying is because you gave it a koach. Right? But that's not the same thing as the ball. Like if you throw a ball, you're throwing a ball. That's what you're doing. You're throwing a ball and killing him. What killed him? You're throwing the ball. But here you're not throwing a wood chip. You're chopping a tree. Just the chopping a tree causes the wood chip to have a force which goes and kills him. So it seems like the question is, are you chayav for that? That's what I'm learning. That's considered kocho. And the question is, are you chayav for kocho? Rebbe says you are. That's what I'm saying. Is in this case, the same machlokas. In the case of the throwing the rock, that's also kocho. And you're chayav for Rebbe. You might say that saying is, you might think that that's considered kalkoch, and Rabbi wouldn't be machayev you. It says no. He's saying it is. It's kalkoch rishon, right? Kalkoch rishon. So that's the case of machokas, in the case of kalkoch rishon, right? So I think we have to define that question. That we're taking as a given that definitely. Koach kocho, whatever koach kocho is, like that funny case, the crazy case, right? Where you're throwing the wood, you know, the chagadi case, that's definitely a case where you're pater. Everyone needs to pater there. Okay, that's koach kocho. Two steps removed. question is, machlokas is in the case where it's one step removed, where you're hitting the wood into the tree, you're hitting your axe into the tree, which makes a splinter go off and kill somebody. That's a question. Is that kochal? That's what I'm saying. It's called kochal. Question is, are you chai for that or not? So Rebbe says you are. The Rebbe says you're not. And there's a further question: is fine, given that machlokas. How do you interpret the case where you're throwing the clod into the cloth into the dick? Is that kochal? In which case it's the same machlokas, or is that koach kochal? Is it two steps removed? In which case it's not the same machlokas. Everybody is your father. So that's like a further havin maskana. If Papa comes along, that's like applying the principles. The principles are kochal pater. And if Papa has a question, how do I apply those principles to this new case of throwing a rock into the tree? Is that considered kochal? So I'm saying, is that of a secondary importance? Because that's like a particular case. How do you determine whether it is or is kochal or kochal? So I'm saying, I think first we should get down what's kochal, what's the concept, what's the machlokas by kochal, what's the idea that everyone agrees by kochal is patar. And once we do that, then we'll be ready to take the secondary question: is that case considered kochal? You know what I mean?
So just make sure I have the facts of the case.
Let's think about this problem, both these problems for tomorrow. Okay, we'll try to work out the machlokas right in the chachamim, and then once we do that, I think it's somewhat separable. The question is, what about that case of the throwing the dirt at the tree? Right, and the third dirt at the tree and knocks down the thing, is that considered chayav? To do that case, then you should do tosus. Tosus ma'od tema. A little tosus. Okay, little tosus. He basically asks. He tries to explain the difference in two cases. You know, so I think we got to do it. We got to tosus to do it. Okay, so.